cool.
Hi everyone, my name is Balázs Varga, and I'm working at Allotropia GmbH. And this presentation I would like to talk about WebAssembly, Emscripten technology, running the Collabora online in WebAssembly, and headless conversion stuff in WebAssembly as well. So let's get started with the Collabora online in WebAssembly stuff. So it was a common project with the Collabora. We worked together with Tor and Michael Stahl. The goal was to approach offline document editing. On this slide, there is a initial sketch design for this. The goal was is that when the connection is breaks, and in a browser, WASM application is activated, and that contains the Collabora online server functionality. And then connection is restored, the document will be edited in the Collabora online server again. I think Tor will talk about it a bit more. But to make it work, first we had to build it in a WebAssembly. For that, we are using the Emscripten compiler toolchain. So let's talk about that. The Emscripten is a complete open source compiler toolchain to WebAssembly. Using Emscripten, you can compile C and C++ code or any other languages that uses LLVM into WebAssembly, and you can run it on the web or Node.js or the other WASM runtimes. The Emscripten generates small and fast code, and default output format is a WebAssembly and highly optimizable executable format that runs almost as fast as the native code. A little bit about the Emscripten toolchain. The main tool is the Emscripten compiler frontend. This is a drop-in replacement for a standard compiler like GCC or CLang. The EMCC uses KLang and LLVM to compile to WebAssembly. EMCC also emits JavaScript that provides API support to the compiled code. And the JavaScript can be executed by Node.js or from within an HTML in a browser. There are more information there, but you can read that. About porting code to use Emscripten, support for portable C and C++ code is fairly comprehensive, supported for the C standard library, the C++ standard library, and exception, etc. It's very good, and also the OpenGL supports. It's okay. The multithreading is supported, but depends on the shared array buffer, which is still being standardized and implemented by browsers. Now let's see the porting, how it worked in case of Collabora online. The building for WASM with Emscripten is it's a bit immature, and some project needed to patching to make it work. First, we need to build LibreOffice core with Emscripten. Earlier, the best was to use the feature WASM branch, but now it's working with the upstream master without the Qt5 framework. And then it needed to build the Collabora online dependencies, the ZSTD libraries, the POCO library. It required two patches to make it work. It was necessary to build Collabora online code and then linking all the binaries and executables together. Linking WASM executable uses a lot of memory, and without optimizations or with the O1 flags, it should work anywhere, but there are different kind of flags like the O2 LDF flags, which is the default, and some link time optimization happens that uses very much RAM, and because of that it causes segmentation error. So we are using the O1 flag in case of online and also in case of the LibreOffice core. A little bit about running, but Tor will talk about it more. Its structure is quite similar to the CollabOffice. iOS and Android applications, there are one difference is that in case of mobile app, the C++ code is what transfers, and then that then loads the HTML page into WebKit, in which the JavaScript runs. In the WebAssembly application, the other way around, the web page is naturally the one that is loaded, and then the JavaScript code then starts running the C++ code as a WebAssembly. You can see an image about it. It's a document tile in the browser. It's running in WebAssembly. There are some dev tools where you can debug. It's working, but still needs some optimization work, which is in progress. If we have an image in the document, it's quite slow, but we are working on that as well. And let's talk about a little bit another WebAssembly work at Allotropia. We have also worked on a headless conversion product. And last time in Libocom, we did a little demo about it, but it wasn't completely a headless conversion. But now I make a video about it, and let's see how it works now. We are not using the Qt5 framework anymore, and we are also using a unique HTML, which is created in the LibreOffice core by Mscripton. So let's hope the video works. Ah, it's working. Yeah, so this is the very basic HTML page, but it can be make it work, any kind of HTML work. There's just a button. You can select multiple files, and using the convert2 arguments, converted the document, and you can convert it any kind of formats that the LibreOffice core can do. And then you can document it, downloaded, and you can see it in the browser as well. And there is a command line in the browser where you can see the results. So, but the HTML page can be edited, and that's a future plan to make it much more nicer. Also, some future plans at Allotropia. We would like to calling Uno API function calls from JavaScript and creating for that also a UI. The Mscripton provides various options for connecting normal JavaScript and compiled code, which range from functions to call compiled C++ from JavaScript and vice versa, so to accessing environment variables from compiled code. These options are the WebIDL binder and the mbind. It's creating binding between C++ and JavaScript and allowing C++ code entities to be used in a natural manner from JavaScript. That's also our future plan. I think that's all. Thank you for the attention. And thank you for questions.
We got 1 minute for questions, maybe one question and an answer, if there's any.